You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the summer is going on now, so let's eat outside and have some friends over. Our guest has advice on what to serve at our outdoor gatherings and why we should do it on this week's edition of Food Friday. First, since 2015, the price of milk has dropped 60 cents per gallon. That means maybe more money in some consumers' pockets, but for farmers in Wisconsin and elsewhere, could mean putting off repairs, maybe even taking out a loan. Jim Dayton joins us now. He's a reporter for the Janesville Gazette, covering agriculture and county government in Rock and Walworth counties. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, give us a little more information about the decline in milk prices. What are we looking at over the last year or so?
Over the last year, there's been a 60 cent decrease nationally in the price of a gallon of milk retail-wise. But as far as farmers go, there's been a substantial decrease in the state of Wisconsin, about $3 in the last year, that farmers are not receiving for their 100 weight of milk, which is equivalent to about 12 gallons. And that's forcing them to, you know, kind of really buckle down and not spend unnecessary money. They just are not, you know, getting the same income that they were at this time a year ago. But at the same time, this seems to be the new normal of milk prices for farmers, that they just are subject to these fluctuations in price where, you know, they can receive a lot of money for their milk, and, you know, 2 years later, you know, it can drop substantially. In 2014, they were getting nearly twice as much as they are now. And different factors, very small changes in supply and demand can really affect that.
Yeah, looking back, you had a chart accompanying your piece. We're at a low point for a six-year period after some big up and down swings along the way.
Yes, that's correct. This is one of the low points of the last 10 years. 2009 was a little bit lower, but the cycle it really doesn't have any rhyme or reason to it. It can fluctuate pretty randomly, going from a lot of peaks and valleys. And one of the men I spoke to for this interview said that really any small changes in supply and demand that you wouldn't necessarily think of can really affect this. He mentioned that demand overseas has dropped because of struggling overseas economies, and that has just led to farmers not getting foreign buyers to purchase their milk the way they once did.
That's interesting. I think of milk in some ways as a pretty local commodity, a local market, but things happening overseas really affect farmers here in the state, it sounds like.
Yeah, and also something that's going on overseas is that a couple countries have increased their domestic production of milk, so they aren't needing to import the way they once were. Mark Stevenson of the UW Dairy Policy Analysis, he said that he expects those foreign producers of milk to kind of regress to the mean. He thinks it's sort of a blip on their radar to increase their production the way they have, and he expects that to kind of go back down in the coming months, coming years, and he kind of expects that foreign demand to go back up once again.
Talking to Jim Dayton, reporter for the Janesville Gazette, about how low milk prices are affecting dairy farmers here in the state. And Jim, you went and talked to some dairy farmers here in Wisconsin. What kind of things are they telling you about what happens to them when milk prices are at the low end of the spectrum?
Well, Doug Rebout, who's a partner at Roger Rebout and Sons Farms outside of Janesville, said that he's getting two-thirds of what he used to be getting paid, and that has led him to really not spend any unnecessary money. They, instead of upgrading equipment or purchasing new equipment entirely, they're having to just repair what they have and use what they have. A woman I spoke to, who's an agricultural loan officer at a local bank, she said that there are a lot of farmers coming to her. And normally they come to her to ask for loans to purchase new machinery, upgrade their facilities, build new facilities. But now some of those farmers are coming to her and asking to improve their or to cover their operational costs, which is something that the farmers normally take care of themselves. And that can include anything from, you know, buying feed for cattle, to just paying hired labor. So that's definitely a change that she's seen. But she also said, kind of going back to this whole fluctuation thing of the prices, that, you know, this is just a cycle, and everybody I talk to expects to recover from this. Mark Stevenson, he said that farms are still in good financial health, and provided this drought is not too lengthy, he expects most farmers to do just fine and come out of it all right.
You looked at kind of spillover effects here, too. You went to agricultural equipment distributor. What did you hear from them?
Kind of the same thing. He said that last fall and last winter, his company secured a lot of contracts for different facility maintenance and facility building. But now that those contracts are starting to be fulfilled and sort of run out, now their sales are starting to slow down because farmers just don't have the means to upgrade their equipment the way they did. So that as that business has slowed down, they're kind of just focused on maintenance, and they've been aggressive about that, trying to get out and work on some repairs, do some repair work, but not really focusing too much on new equipment, because they just know that that's really not feasible for farmers right now.
One of the experts you talked to also talked about the impact of technology on milk supply. We're getting more and more efficient at making getting milk from cows, aren't we?
Yeah, and that caveat of that can lead to an overabundance of milk supply, which, you know, if you're increasing the supply and foreign demand is going down, you know, obviously that's not, you know, good for your prices. But changes in technology have made cows, individual cows, more productive than ever before. I actually saw a stat when I was researching that the average cow produces like 2,000 pounds of milk a month, I believe, and that was a record for the state of Wisconsin in terms of the data that they had. So, you know, that's really due to new technology and new milking methods. Farmers just know how to care for their cattle more than they used to. They know how to properly feed them in a more sophisticated way than they used to, and that's just led to an increase in milk.
Given the way the price fluctuates from year to year, it's got to be a challenge for farmers, because if they were investing in expanding operations when prices were high just a year or two ago, that probably all came online nowish when the prices are really low. They're cutting back now. They might not be ready to take advantage if and when the prices go back up. Does that sound like it's just a frustrating fact of life for a dairy farmer?
Yeah. One of the things that I heard from some farmers and from the man who's involved in dairy supply equipment, he said that farmers are it's never really a bad time to build, as long as it's financially feasible for them. It doesn't necessarily hurt them if they decide to purchase new equipment or expand their facilities while the price is high, because it's, you know, if they have the means to do it, they can do it. Likewise, it doesn't necessarily hurt to expand while the prices are low either, because they might be getting a little bit more inexpensive contracts, might be able to get those facilities or products at a cheaper price than normal. So it really is all just about what individual farms can handle, are financially capable of, because it seems to vary for everyone.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Jim Dayton's a Janesville Gazette reporter covering agriculture and county government in Rock and Walworth counties. He's been reporting on the impact of low dairy prices here in a very dairy state, Wisconsin. Coming up after the news, it's Food Friday, and we'll have a conversation about entertaining outdoors, how and why. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.